For many young women and their families across the globe, marriage isn't a game. In fact, it's taken so seriously that matches are arranged sometimes years in advance. And often, not much thought is given to how the young women feel about their partner. Well, now such marriages are a game, a board game called, fittingly, Arranged. Nashra Balagamwala created it. We reached her at her parents' home in Pakistan.
The gameplay involves a matchmaker running around and trying to chase down three teenage girls while they're trying to avoid her and a loveless marriage, because the minute she catches them, she's going to marry them off to a less than desirable guy. So they're avoiding her by coming up with creative ways, such as being seen in the mall with boys or going and getting a tan because darker skin is seen as undesirable in Pakistani culture, or they're photoshopping themselves with alcohol or things that, you know, would be normal in most societies, but are seen as disgraceful in Pakistani culture. And this matchmaker is coming closer to them by drawing from her own deck of cards, and that's moving her closer to the girls, such as, like, you see a girl with childbearing hips, move six spaces closer to her. So it's actually like a really funny game, but it's highlighting these issues in South Asian culture.
How did you get the idea for this game?
It was inspired mostly by my own journey and my own struggle to avoid getting an arranged marriage. And I was being pressurized by my parents as I just turned 21. So the pressure was increasing. And I was trying to come up with some way or the other to get out of it. But it wasn't working out. So instead of that, I was like, I'm going to focus all my energy into creating something that will start a discussion about this topic and get rid of the problem once and for all.
So it sounds like you were sort of a literal participant in the game you ended up creating. What steps did you take personally to avoid a matchmaker?
I have worn fake engagement rings. I have put on skin tanning lotions and just generally gone to the beach and made sure I'm getting darker, made sure I'm seen in public with my male friends, you know, talked about how I want to pursue a career and an education. I've gone to art school, which is the worst of it all. And actually most or all of the things that I have done are part of this game. They're all cards in this game.
Who is playing this game? I mean, is it going to kind of usual suspects, or are you kind of getting it out there in Pakistan?
I'm getting it everywhere. There are a lot of people in the West who are interested in it and have, you know, pre-ordered it. With my friends in the West who I've play tested it with, they find it super funny. Sometimes they're even rolling on the floor laughing, but a little while later, they're like, oh, this is your life? That's terrifying. And then it serves as an educational experience for them. Whereas with people in Pakistan, a lot of girls want to play it. And in fact, they want to play it with their parents so that it can be a conversation starter with their parents. Like, do you see how ridiculous these customs are? We need to break free from them.
What about Pakistani men? Are they playing the game too?
Yes, they've played the game too. And they actually, when they play it, they start laughing. And then after a little while, they go like, wait, this is the shit you guys go through to marry one of us? We're so sorry.
Have your parents played your game yet?
Yes, they have. They find it really funny, actually. But at the same time, when they realized I was trying to make a political statement out of it, they were like, oh, wow, we don't know how to feel about this. So they're kind of confused as to what they should be and shouldn't be thinking, because they're proud of me for actually going out and saying what I feel. But at the same time, they're a little concerned as well.
Do they want you to be in an arranged marriage?
They did. Growing up, they always wanted me to be in an arranged marriage, and therefore I had to meet quite a few people and even talk to them. But recently, over the past couple of years, as they've seen, I've become so outspoken about it and so strong-minded. And I've essentially told the entire world, there's no way I'm getting an arranged marriage. So now I think they're coming around to the idea of me marrying for love.
What made you feel that way?
I've been that way since I was a child. I did not like how engineered these meetups were, how you only got to know someone for a couple of weeks before deciding whether or not you want to spend your life with them. It just made no sense to me. It was like, I end up, you know, leaving friends after knowing them for a while. I don't want to spend my life with someone, share everything with them if I don't know them well enough. And I'm just a hopeless romantic as well.
How prevalent is arranged marriage in Pakistan?
It's very, very common. In the more rural village areas, that is the only way. With more educated families, the times are changing. People are starting to change their minds because the younger generation is trying to fight for love marriages. However, even when it does end up happening after pleading with your parents for months or years, even then, society will always say, oh, the guy and girl were friends, because it's taboo enough to be friends with just a male. So marrying someone for love is even worse.
Do you think the questions you have about arranged marriage and your desire to break free of these traditions, is it a new thing that's coming from your generation, or are you simply expressing something that people have felt for a long time?
I think people have felt it for a long time. However, free will marriage wasn't legalized in Pakistan until 2003. And therefore, in my parents' generation, there was no way anyone was going to speak up about it. In my generation, people do want to speak up about it, but still, they're very afraid.
You called them free will marriages. Do you mean simply somebody marrying who they want? That wasn't legal till 2003 in Pakistan?
Absolutely. It wasn't legal until 2003. Your father had to be the one making the decision. So until then, you legally could not marry someone without your father's approval.
In your game, it seems like you're both critical of arranged marriages, but you're also respectful. You're not entirely kind of dissing the whole thing.
I'm not dissing the whole thing, because I do have cousins and friends who have gotten arranged marriages, and they're very happy, because it is a way for girls in a society where you don't really have too many male friends and don't date to meet a man. So therefore, I can't be completely against it, but I personally do not want it for myself. And I don't like the other things that accompany it, such as, you know, the woman having to pretend to be this perfect woman at all times, and having to go out of her way to be that, even though it's not who she is.
My last question, Nashra, is now that you've made this game and you're sort of becoming a public figure and lots of people are getting in touch with you, like us, do you feel like that has given you more freedom?
Definitely. It's actually changed my life, because now, firstly, I'm considered to be unmarriable because I've spoken up and I'm so strong-minded. So it's relieved me off that whole pressure of arranged marriages, which is great. And then secondly, I have been less and less afraid to speak up about it. It's just been very liberating. And it's been amazing to have women from Pakistan and India reach out to me all the time to talk about their issues, and to be able to help them is just such a wonderful feeling.
Nashra Balam Gamwala, on her board game, it's called Arranged. It's about arranged marriage. She's been speaking to us from Pakistan. Thanks, Nashra.
Thank you.
That's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back tomorrow.